KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 28. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, March 13th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be a nice day today. We'll have sunshine, high about 57, kind of like yesterday. Chickasha Schools embattled superintendent emeritus stepping down. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Dave Cash resigning as superintendent emeritus of Chickasha Schools. The Board of Education expected to formally accept his resignation when the panel meets this evening. The resignation effective today. Cash, who officially holds the title of superintendent emeritus, was allowed to take a leave of absence last fall to work with a company which promotes the personalized learning curriculum that he brought to the district a couple of years ago. Cash was still being paid about $2,500 a month to consult with the local school officials. Earlier this year, the school board hired Jack Heron to serve as interim superintendent and stripped the $2,500 per month stipend that was being paid to Cash. The school board also to consider an amended long-term agreement with Heron. The current agreement runs through June 30th. The school board to go behind closed doors to discuss those proposed changes. It's not clear what those might be. The school board meets at 6:30 tonight at the school administration building. New guidelines for food trucks that want to operate in the city of Chickasha are to be reviewed by the city's planning commission today. The group will also consider new rules for food handlers. The group held public hearings on the proposal last month, but no comments were made on either issue. The planning commission will be holding a public hearing today regarding the placement of a mobile home in a residential area on attractive land greater than 3 acres, and a second public hearing to be held to consider a use on review for a resident at 407 Flanders to build an accessory building over the maximum size allowed. An Anadarko man lucky to be alive today after being stabbed more than a dozen times. He was fortunate to find a police officer washing his vehicle at a car wash nearby, near where the stabbing occurred. KFOR-TV reporting the attack occurred late Friday night. Officials say, our Anadarko Police Lieutenant James Howard said the victim had significant wounds to his hands, considered to be defensive wounds. Investigators followed a trail of blood leading them to a home where the stabbing is believed to have taken place. They found the alleged weapon, a box blade, which had been taken apart. The blade was found in a toilet, another part in the dishwasher. It's reported that a suspect has surrendered to police. He claims the attack was self-defense. The report claimed the victim entered the home uninvited, that he was drunk and attacked the suspect. Investigators say they don't think the attack was self-defense, as the suspect didn't appear to have suffered any injuries. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
A Caddo County teenager is a contestant on the new season of American Idol, and she passed her opening audition last night. 17-year-old Rissa Watson of Apache going to Hollywood. Following her performance on last night's program, she sang Adele's When We Were Young.
You look like a movie. You sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young.
Watson received a unanimous vote to go on to Hollywood from Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. One of the missions of OSU Extension's Family and Consumer Science programs to provide families with information about effective parenting techniques. Many times there are conflicts about parenting among divorcing moms and dads. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says one of their programs designed to help make sure the children are their main priority.
One example of an ongoing monthly family and consumer sciences program is the Co-Parenting for Resiliency program. This parenting program is for divorcing parents with children under the age of 18. Each month, county educators across Oklahoma offers and conducts this program in collaboration with the district courts.
You can contact the OSU Extension office in your county for information about this Co-Parenting for Resiliency program. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange lower yesterday to $61.36 a barrel. London-based Brent crude falls below $65 to $64.95. Natural gas was up a couple of pennies to $2.77 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,318. Silver, $16.52. Obituaries today include 82-year-old Tony Chandler, formerly of Chickasha, graveside service at 2 o'clock Thursday at Fairlawn Cemetery. Arrangements with McRae Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran. Our weather forecast, sunny and cool temps today. We'll have high in the upper 50s with some light winds. Right now, fair 28 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, Nick.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team dropping its district opener to Weatherford 10-6 at El Curry Field last night. Caden Stevenson was 3-for-3. Caleb Hunter and Billy Douglas, but Douglas both had a couple of hits. Jonathan Foster took the loss on the mound. The two teams play again today in Weatherford, and we will live stream the game on our website. That'll be just before 5 o'clock this afternoon. At the Dibble softball tournament being played at the Chickasha Sports Complex yesterday, the Lady Chick softball team losing both games they played, falling to Norman and Dibble. And the tournament continues today, and Chickasha will play both Cash and Hammond this afternoon. The CHS soccer teams hit the road for the second consecutive contest. They'll be at Bethany this evening. Both Chickasha teams are 2-1. Bethany boys are 1-1 with a win over Weatherford, a loss to Heritage Hall. Bethany girls are 0-2 with losses to both Weatherford and Heritage Hall. Games start at 5:30 this evening. And the Chickasha tennis teams hitting the road. They are at the Lawton Mack tournament today. A USAO baseball player named the Sooner Athletic Conference Player of the Week, P.J. Garcia, 10-for-17 in four Drover games last week. He had four home runs, and he tied a team record by hitting three home runs in a single game. That came against Southwestern College of Kansas last week. Garcia also had 14 RBI, and he scored 10 runs. The 10th-ranked Drovers back in action today. They are hosting Southwestern Oklahoma State University out at Bill Smith Ballpark. The 25th-ranked Drover softball team also playing today. They've got a Sooner Athletic Conference doubleheader at Mid-America Christian in Moore. College basketball, the Oklahoma State Cowboys entertain Florida Gulf Coast in the opening round of the National Invitation Tournament. Game time, 8 o'clock in Stillwater. It'll be televised on ESPN2. And the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated Sacramento 106-101 last night. Russell Westbrook with his 99th career triple-double. The Thunder back in action tonight. They are at Atlanta for a 6:30 ball game. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.